Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, you heard the man, Bay Area. Let's get nuts. Look, it's a end of a long weekend. Woo! We're back in the saddle, feeling refreshed, refurbished, re-energized. What's up, Goo?
What's up, baby? And I'm going, call me Planners, because I got plenty of nuts. I'm already nutty.
All right.
So listen, you went to Diego for the weekend.
And you went to Cali weekend. Classic.
Not the same, but I had a great time. But you hit me yesterday. And I said, all the people in the world, Evan, this is when you count your blessings, the weekend's winding down. Maybe you got a job you don't like or coworkers you don't like. I've been there where you're just like, it makes Sunday night worse. But I said to myself, and why I bring that up is, I love my job. And I love the Kens of the world on the ones and twos. And Evan Giddings in for Steiny. Congrats to the Steinmetz family.
Yeah,
and
congrats to Josie. Got married Josie. This weekend. So Steiny was out early last
I
week
do.
And then today.
Yeah. So I'm fired up just to be here.
Yeah, he's going to be back tomorrow. So he'll be locked in there. But obviously, congratulations to the Steinmetz. I hope I do believe that Steiny, he texted you and I over the weekend. And this is how you know that he comes across as, I don't know, maybe like a stickler sometimes, a little rigid. He's a loving dude, man.
And again,
there's a lot of love this weekend.
My boy AP, I was in a queue. Shocker. I don't like the way that guy talks. That's my friend. We're friends off the mic.
Yes.
But anyway, I had to let AP call the goons off. But Steiny, we miss you. But we got a lot to get to.
Well, exactly. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to everything. Because we do have to talk about some Warriors stuff. There was a lot of moves this weekend in the NBA. I do have a problem with what some of the branding of this offseason has been, not just for Golden State, but really for the NBA at large. We got to talk about the Giants, who got three All-Stars this weekend, and apparently
it
won
4-5. I got a victory lap.
Well, okay.
Now, Evan, don't switch up on me.
I am going to ask you to choose a day to take it, because I kind of think you should save it for Steiny.
Right, we'll do it tomorrow.
All right, a two-day victory lap. That's a long lap.
I got you.
You're running 800 meter. I don't want to do that to you.
I'll take a margarita.
And then we got some other miscellaneous things that some's kind of interesting, something I need your help with, and I'm gonna get to a little bit later. And then maybe even some NFL at the end, because something hit me driving back from San Diego this weekend. But that's honestly where I want to start is you got to go to the California Classic. It was on Saturday.
Yes.
Speaking of friends, love, this weekend, we got our new introduction to the rookies.
Yeah.
And what was your overall vibe from Chase Center on Saturday?
Now, you just stated it, because as I walked in solo dolo, I just took you didn't ask this, Evan, but I go long. I don't know if you know that. But I looked out and Chase Center and just where it's at and what it oversees and what it overlooks is just incredible. It was a beautiful day. But the fact we got to interview the youngsters when we went out to Chase and see them play. Now, I missed our guy from Florida.
Will Richards.
Yeah, Will Richards. Well, why was he out?
So they hadn't technically, there is, speaking of fax machines, maybe the fax didn't get through. No, the
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The draft wasn't official until late Saturday, early Sunday.
Yeah, but I got to see the team, and Evan, you didn't ask me this, but my biggest takeaway wasn't anything in regard to it on an individual basis, but it was like, and this is just a classic, the Summer League's about to pop off in Vegas next week, right?
Yep.
But hoop is the NFL is king, but I don't know if we want to call the NBA the queen or the jack, because it's right behind it. It was electric in there with the people watching the game. So, Evan, I had a good time watching the youngsters. And I got to tell you this about the youngsters and you asking me to give you my scorecard, I just will never forget Pajimski. I saw him play 10 to 12 games in college, and then got to see him in the summer league, and my takeaway was, oh, I don't know if this guy's going to make any contributions, or better yet, the team. And when he told us, when we got to our first time talking to him, he said, you know what, Guenstein, Evan, a lot of people were out there trying to cook, so that's not my game. So I couldn't really show my game. Then the league and the season starts, and dude shows you he can be a point guard with Curry and Dre. So I say all that to say is I didn't want to get too heavy-handed in regard to what I saw, but guys can play. They were running the offense. We got to talk to the Santa Cruz head coach. So all of that was in my mind, like, these guys are still in the early stages of formulating what type of player they're going to be. Don't take too much from it, good or bad.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
No, I don't know if Will Richard or Alex Toure are going to be rotation pieces. I think they're going to play this year, but Will Richard goes for 16 on Sunday.
Yeah.
Looks like he's got something there. The Warriors might have got a nice pick at 56. And the thing is, that's the most relevant thing that's happened this offseason to Golden State. That's what kind of hit me watching this weekend. I was in the car driving back from San Diego, switching off. It had 10 and a half hours because traffic was all hell at the end of 4th of July weekend. I'm switching seats. I'm watching sports. And I'm tuning into the Summer League Dubs. And I'm watching Will Richard play. And it just hit me. If I asked you what the goal of the offseason was for the Warriors, how would you answer that? Because my answer is to remain relevant, is to stay where they are, which is a team that was nearly in the Western Conference Finals, and to remain the brand, which it is, maybe of the NBA, but certainly one of the brands in basketball. And I'm going to be honest, the most relevant thing that's happened to them this offseason is Will Richard scoring 16 points on Sunday.
Wow, E, I can't take that from you. You told us how you feel, but I'll say this. It's not relevant because I think you got that automatically when you still got Stephen Curry. I think the operation this offseason was getting better. And that's why I'm reading the Kuminga, and I know we'll get to it, the chessboard of what's going on in the Warrior world. Shout out Sheed, and I want him back. And if it's 1 year, $20 million, bring him back. He's a talent. Let's make it happen if we're going to run it back. But I was talking, Evan, get this, to a high-ranking official over at the Warriors. I'm waiting on it.
Someone hit him with the drop.
Yeah,
thank
there
you.
We go. And they said something I had told you on Thursday. I know a lot of Warrior fans are anxious and they want to get in on NBA free agency. I understand that, but we know who the big three are in regard to who's running this team, the head honchos. But I really believe free agency and Christmas came early in February when they got Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
So when you look at it from that perspective and standpoint, E, I would just go EPMD, old rap group from New York. You got to chill. Like, we got the substance. I hope Kuminga comes back. I don't know how you're reading it, if you want him gone, but this Sacramento offer for Carter and Saric and a couple of second-round picks, I believe, like, no, I want Kuminga one more season with a whole offseason of Butler in the mix, and hopefully one of these rookies can pop, and we go from there. And maybe we get Al Horford. I don't know where you're at on that. I keep waiting every day, like, what's taking so long? So I hope he's not, you know, and him and his family probably are, you know, where is the better place for me? But we need center help, especially after losing Looney. That's just me.
Well, but they're waiting for him because of the guy you just mentioned. It's all in a holding pattern. It's all connected. But even then, if the goal is to get better this offseason, have they done that? Because I don't know if they've gotten worse.
No, they have not. They have not.
They've lost players.
Looney is big.
Looney's gone.
And we don't know what's going on with GP2. Let's just count him as gone.
He might be gone.
So, no, that bothers me.
And that's my point is this offseason, I think they're in a pickle. I think they're in a really tough spot. They're between a rock and a hard place. And a big reason is because of JK. But with that in mind, the goal is to just stay in the new site, to stay relevant.
Mm. Well, that
they're the
happening.
Only team that hasn't made a move this offseason.
I hear you.
And it's because they can't, and I understand that. But that doesn't take away from the fact that, again, I'm looking at this weekend. And the most exciting thing for me, hoping that this Warriors team can, you know, navigate the summer, get into training camp in the fall, and be right where it was last year, is the most exciting thing that's happened is watching Will Richards score 16 points, go to the podium and say, my favorite player growing up was Steph Curry.
And he got to meet him. Sunday.
And he's going to get to meet him.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Evan. You went to college. You're a scholar. You're smart.
I tried.
I guess the one thing about the JK situation that irks me is what's the definition of leverage to you? Because when you talk about why the Warriors can't do B, C, and D, it's because of A, and that's JK. That doesn't come off as the Warriors have the leverage to me. And I feel like they do. I'm being told that. But if they can't do anything until Kuminga accepts, or I feel like he has a leverage in a sense.
They're in a standoff. Like, that's just, they're in a standoff right now where the Warriors don't have to offer him anything because no other team is able to offer him anything. And he doesn't have to take a contract, because the only form of leverage he has is to basically hold up everything they've been doing. That's why the holding pattern has been frustrating to watch, I think. But something eventually has to get done, and it doesn't appear like it's going to anytime soon.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I wonder, what is the goal this offseason? Like, that's the thing that I kept thinking about driving up from SD. And by the way, 916, you're right. I do make enough money to fly to San Diego, but we had a dog, so had to drive the dog. Anybody who brings dogs on planes...
Oh, there were a couple last time we went.
It's like people who fly in bare feet, like people who take their shoes off on planes.
And who would type something that cruel this
early?
You got
to get them out of here. Well, I do make enough money.
Road
not
trips
a lot.
Evan, let's be honest. Put it right on the table early. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. I know we're up against it. Road trips, you get to bond. You were with your brother, your dog. That's bonding, listening to music.
Well, it's also because, you know, you can take a nap while they're driving, and they can take a nap while you're driving.
You rotate the driving?
Oh, yeah, of course. I wasn't going to let him drive the full
part.
9.5.
Man, I've been on some roadie.
Yeah, of course. No, shout out to him. He did most of the work. And the 925 brings up something I want to touch on the other side as we get into this. They did make a move. The Warriors did make a move. And it was a part of the biggest move in NBA history. The biggest trade.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to tell you why that's the biggest farce on the other side. Coming up today at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Atlanta Dream. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX pregame starting at 4 o'clock. Evan Infersteiny, Goo, what's the goal this offseason? 888-957-9570. We're back after this.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.